Corinthians chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Yahshua the Messiah by the will of Yahweh, and Timothy our brother, unto the assembly of Yahweh, which is at Corinth, with all the saints which are in all Achaia. Grace be unto you, and peace from Yahweh our Father, and from the Master Yahshua the Messiah. Blessed be Elohim, even the Father of our Master Yahshua the Messiah, the Father of mercies, and the Elohim of all comfort, who comforts us in all of our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of Yahweh. For as the sufferings of the Messiah abound in us, so our consolation also abounds by the Messiah. And whether we be afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effectual in the enduring of the same sufferings which we also suffer. Or whether we be comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation. And our hope of you is steadfast, knowing that as you are partakers of the sufferings, so shall you also of the consolation. For we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble, which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure, above strength, insomuch that we despaired even of life. But we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in Yahweh, which raises the dead, who delivered us from so great a death, and does deliver, in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us. You also, helping together by prayer for us, that for the gift bestowed upon us by the means of many persons, thanks may be given by many on our behalf. For our rejoicing is this, the testimony of our conscience, that in simplicity and sincerity of Yahweh, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of Yahweh, we have conducted ourselves in the world and more abundantly toward you. For we write none other things unto you than what you read or acknowledge, and I trust shall acknowledge even to the end. As also you have acknowledged us in part, that we are your rejoicing, even as you also are ours in the day of the Master Yahshua. And in this confidence I was minded to come to you before, that you might have a second benefit, and to pass by you into Macedonia, and to come again out of Macedonia unto you, and of you to be brought on my way toward Judea. When I therefore was thus minded, did I use lightness? Or the things that I consider, do I consider according to the flesh, that with me there should be yea, yea, and nay, nay? But as Elohim is true, our word toward you was not yea and nay. For the Son of Yahweh, Yahshua the Messiah, who was preached among you by us, even by me and Silvanus and Timothy, was not yea and nay, but in him was yea. For all the promises of Yahweh in him are yea, and in him amen, unto the magnificence of Elohim by us. Now he which establishes us with you in the Messiah and anointed us is Yahweh, who has also sealed us and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. Moreover, I call Yahweh for a record upon my soul, that to spare you I came not as yet unto Corinth. Not for that we have dominion over your faith, but are helpers of your joy, for by faith you stand. End of chapter.